Actual Task 1. Part 1. Item numbers 1 through 15. You will now hear 15 items, each made up of a single spoken statement, followed by 4 spoken responses. Choose the most appropriate response to the statement. Now, let's begin part 1. Number 1. I'm sorry, but I can't see you today. I'm too busy.
A. Okay, maybe we could meet later. B. Sure, I'll be glad to help you. C. Well, thanks for the offer anyway. D. Great, I'll see you soon.
Number 2.
How was the food at the party?
A. I think I'm full. B. It was just great. C. We had some fun. D. I need dessert. Number 3. Did you hear the thunderstorm last night? It was pretty scary.
A. I thought you liked scary movies. B. I know, it kept me up most of the night. C. Calm down, there's no need to be afraid. D. No, I didn't listen to the forecast.
Number 4. What time are you free today?
A. I'll be okay. B. A quick coffee. C. I'm not ready. D. Maybe at noon.
Number 5. He'll be upset when he finds out what you've done.
A. I can handle it. Don't worry. B. I think you made an error. C. That's what I keep telling him. D. Yeah, you should relax more.
Number 6. I really enjoyed your party last night.
A. Where was the party? B. Please enjoy yourself. C. Sorry, I can't make it. D. I'm glad you liked it.
Number 7. Jen, do you think I need a haircut?
A. How much is it? B. It looks like you do. C. You didn't tell me. D. I just had it done.
Number 8. Come on, hurry up or we'll be late for the show.
A. Please don't be late. B. I'll be ready in a minute. C. What's taking you so long? D. Okay, I'll let you know soon.
Number 9.
How can I reach Dr. Petit? It's urgent.
A. You can probably get him on extension 4220. B. Why don't you try him again in a few minutes? C. I couldn't come to an agreement with him. D. Well, the news only reached him yesterday. Number 10. My new roommate and I don't see eye to eye on anything.
A. You'll have to reorganize the timetable. B. It might take a while to get to know each other. C. Maybe you should go see an eye doctor. D. I'm glad you and your roommate are getting along.
Number 11.
Excuse me, how late is the library open?
A. I think it's about time. B. From Monday through Friday. C. It closes at 10 p.m. D. Sorry, it's not open tomorrow. Number 12. Do you know what's wrong with my CD player?
A. I don't mind if you play it. B. No, I don't feel like playing. C. Yes, it cost around $60. D. I think you forgot to plug it in.
Number 13. Are you feeling any better today?
A. No, I'm not too busy today. B. Yes, I feel like myself again. C. Well, don't feel bad about it. D. It's much better than this one.
Number 14. Will you ring me later in the afternoon?
A. You're welcome. B. Don't mind me. C. Sure thing. D. Not at all.
Number 15. Long time no see. What are you up to these days?
A. Sorry, I have no time. B. I was looking for you. C. I just got promoted. D. I'll do the program.
Part 2. Item numbers 16 through 30. You will now hear 15 conversation fragments, each made up of 3 spoken statements, followed by 4 spoken responses. Choose the most appropriate response to complete the conversation. Now, let's begin part 2. Number 16. Where do you live, Anne?
In a house near Brighton.
How long have you lived there?
A. Just 2 weeks ago. B. For 3 years now. C. I'm leaving in 2 hours. D. I'll be home in a short while.
Number 17. Is there a supermarket around here?
Oh, yes. There's one just around the corner.
Are the prices good?
A. They're very reasonable. B. Yes, it's a good price. C. All sorts of things. D. It's open around the clock.
Number 18. Hi, Jane. What did you hear from Mike?
He said he's enjoying his first year on campus.
Has he decided on a major yet?
A. Actually, there are 3 colleges he likes. B. No, he'll apply for a scholarship instead. C. He plans on going to graduate school next year. D. It's between either history or philosophy.
Number 19.
What time is the lecture tonight?
I believe it starts at 7:30.
Are you sure?
A. Let me double check. B. Thanks for reminding me. C. No, I'm not going. D. The lecture was canceled. Number 20. I'm glad we finally got to see that movie.
Yeah, it was definitely worth seeing.
I thought the scenes were spectacular.
A. Yes, the actors were great. B. Right, they were amazing. C. I can't decide what to see. D. I thought it was comfortable.
Number 21.
Oh, why is your leg in a plaster, Bill?
I broke a bone in my foot.
Really? How did that happen?
A. I prefer the other pair of shoes. B. I slipped and fell down some stairs. C. I have already had a checkup. D. I think it'll be healed in a few weeks. Number 22. Did you find a place to live in?
Yeah, a nice studio apartment.
How did you find out about it?
A. I'm moving in next week. B. It's in a great neighborhood. C. It was in the classified ads. D. I thought the rent was too high.
Number 23. Would it be possible for me to get a haircut?
Did you have an appointment?
No, I didn't make one.
A. I think we can fit you in. Come this way. B. In that case, you'd better do something. C. Actually, my name is Betty Grayson. D. You can wait until your hair grows back.
Number 24. The class is over now. Any further questions?
Professor, when are we supposed to take the final exam?
Didn't I tell you? This course doesn't have a final exam.
A. Really? I haven't had time to prepare. B. But why was the course canceled? C. Of course, I'll try and do better next time. D. Sorry, I didn't come to class last week.
Number 25. What a surprise to see you here.
Oh, hi, Brad. How have you been?
Great. What have you been up to?
A. It's sure to be a great party. B. I'm afraid I haven't decided yet. C. I've just been keeping myself busy. D. Things will be better in the future.
Number 26. Where were you last night?
I was at the Motown nightclub.
The Motown? How'd you like it?
A. Well, I'll be sure to let you know. B. It was fun. I enjoyed myself a lot. C. Why ask me? How should I know? D. Great. I'll see you there tonight.
Number 27.
Professor, could I see you this Friday afternoon?
Sorry, I have a faculty meeting that afternoon.
How about Thursday morning then?
A. I'm afraid I can't help you. B. All right, I'll see you then. C. You don't mean that, do you? D. Certainly, please take a seat. Number 28. Happy Valentine's Day, Melissa.
Oh, is that gift for me? How sweet of you.
Yes, I hope you like it.
A. I can't wait to see what it is. B. I didn't know you planned a party. C. No, I insist. You try one first. D. Yes, it's Valentine's Day today.
Number 29. Excuse me, where can I find books on chemistry?
In the sciences section on the second floor.
And how long can I borrow books from this library?
A. These books are for loan. B. For 4 weeks at a time. C. There's a limit of 5 books. D. You can borrow mine if you like.
Number 30. We're going to throw a party for all our clients.
You'll need a big place for that. Where will it be?
Probably at the community center.
A. They'll have to meet at the center. B. In that case, you'd better call and book it. C. One of our clients is not really interested. D. We can't invite the entire community.
Part 3. Item numbers 31 through 45. You will now hear 15 complete conversations. For each item, you will hear a conversation and its corresponding question, which will be read twice. Then, you will hear 4 options, which will be read only once. Choose the option that best answers the question. Now, let's begin part 3. Number 31. Joan, shouldn't you be in Seattle right now?
I arrived at the airport too late.
You forgot your departure time again, didn't you?
Yeah, I got the AM and PM mixed up.
You're amazing. Why didn't you just grab the next flight?
I would have, but all other flights were booked.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? Joan, shouldn't you be in Seattle right now?
I arrived at the airport too late.
You forgot your departure time again, didn't you?
Yeah, I got the AM and PM mixed up.
You're amazing. Why didn't you just grab the next flight?
I would have, but all other flights were booked.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? A. The woman will go to Seattle by train. B. The woman did not want to go to Seattle. C. The woman has a habit of missing her flights. D. The woman was late arriving back from Seattle. Number 32. Could you identify these men?
Yes, they were here at the restaurant last night.
Did you notice anything suspicious about them?
No, not really. What did they do?
We are looking for them in relation to credit card thefts.
Oh, well, I remember they paid by credit card.
Yes, and no doubt they used a stolen card. Question. What is most likely the man's occupation? Could you identify these men?
Yes, they were here at the restaurant last night.
Did you notice anything suspicious about them?
No, not really. What did they do?
We are looking for them in relation to credit card thefts.
Oh, well, I remember they paid by credit card.
Yes, and no doubt they used a stolen card. Question. What is most likely the man's occupation? A. Cook. B. Waiter. C. Banker. D. Detective. Number 33. How are you doing this morning, Mary?
Not too great since my husband left.
Where'd he go?
He's in Chicago for a conference.
So what's the problem?
Well, I've got so much to do and no one to mind the kids.
He'll be back soon, won't he?
Yeah, I just have to get through today and tomorrow.
Question. What can be inferred from the dialogue? How are you doing this morning, Mary?
Not too great since my husband left.
Where'd he go?
He's in Chicago for a conference.
So what's the problem?
Well, I've got so much to do and no one to mind the kids.
He'll be back soon, won't he?
Yeah, I just have to get through today and tomorrow.
Question. What can be inferred from the dialogue? A. The woman is living in Chicago. B. The woman does not have a babysitter. C. The woman's husband changed his plans. D. The woman's children are all sick. Number 34.
Excuse me, do you know where the nearest post office is?
Yes, just go straight ahead for 2 blocks.
Is it on the left or the right?
The left, but you'd better hurry. It'll be closing soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
No problem. Question. What can be inferred from the dialogue?
Excuse me, do you know where the nearest post office is?
Yes, just go straight ahead for 2 blocks.
Is it on the left or the right?
The left, but you'd better hurry. It'll be closing soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
No problem. Question. What can be inferred from the dialogue? A. The man works at the post office. B. The man is the woman's friend. C. The woman is going to take a taxi. D. The woman wants to mail a package. Number 35. When did you get that new fur coat, Margaret?
Last week. Do you like it?
It's not made of real fur, is it?
Oh, well, I presume it was. It cost quite a bit.
Then I'd prefer that you returned it.
What? I can't do that. It looks so good on me.
But a lot of animals died for that coat. Question. What can you infer from the dialogue? When did you get that new fur coat, Margaret?
Last week. Do you like it?
It's not made of real fur, is it?
Oh, well, I presume it was. It cost quite a bit.
Then I'd prefer that you returned it.
What? I can't do that. It looks so good on me.
But a lot of animals died for that coat. Question. What can you infer from the dialogue? A. The man is jealous of the woman's coat. B. The woman is going to return the coat. C. The man is against animal exploitation. D. The woman is not very fashionable. Number 36.
So what do you suggest I do about my schedule?
Well, you still have to take one more calculus class.
Yeah, but I can't if I do the geology course.
Then do that. You can do calculus next semester.
But they don't offer calculus next semester.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that.
So, what should I do?
Well, they do offer geology every semester. Question. What can be inferred from the dialogue?
So, what do you suggest I do about my schedule?
Well, you still have to take one more calculus class.
Yeah, but I can't if I do the geology course.
Then do that. You can do calculus next semester.
But they don't offer calculus next semester.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that.
So, what should I do?
Well, they do offer geology every semester. Question. What can be inferred from the dialogue? A. The woman will take calculus next semester. B. The woman will major in the field of geology. C. The woman will decide not to take any calculus classes. D. The woman will defer taking geology until next semester. Number 37. Hi, Susie. How is everything?
Oh, fine, Mr. Blake.
Good. I came to see whether you could work back tonight.
Tonight? I usually play badminton tonight.
Well, it's just that an important report has to be finished tonight.
Oh, I see. Then I guess I can help out.
Question. What does the man want Susie to do? Hi, Susie. How is everything?
Oh, fine, Mr. Blake.
Good. I came to see whether you could work back tonight.
Tonight? I usually play badminton tonight.
Well, it's just that an important report has to be finished tonight.
Oh, I see. Then I guess I can help out.
Question. What does the man want Susie to do? A. Give him the report she has done. B. Join him in a game of badminton. C. Go out on a date with him. D. Work in the office after hours. Number 38. Mayor Clooney, welcome to City Talk.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mayor, what is your opinion of the riots we've seen today?
Well, it was a tragedy to see such a thing happen in our city.
Are you happy with the way the police handled it?
Our police force did the best they could.
But did they respond in the best way?
Well, they probably didn't have enough officers present.
Question. What is most likely to happen earlier in the city? Mayor Clooney, welcome to City Talk.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mayor, what is your opinion of the riots we've seen today?
Well, it was a tragedy to see such a thing happen in our city.
Are you happy with the way the police handled it?
Our police force did the best they could.
But did they respond in the best way?
Well, they probably didn't have enough officers present.
Question. What is most likely to happen earlier in the city? A. There was criticism of the mayor by police. B. There was a violent incident that got out of control. C. The mayor presented an award to a police officer. D. There was an outbreak from the city's jail. Number 39. You know what? I think Nick has a crush on Fiona.
Are you sure? Then how come he hardly ever talks to her?
Well, it's not that he doesn't like her.
I don't get it.
Look, he doesn't talk to her because he's nervous around girls.
Really? Oh, that's silly.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? You know what? I think Nick has a crush on Fiona.
Are you sure? Then how come he hardly ever talks to her?
Well, it's not that he doesn't like her.
I don't get it.
Look, he doesn't talk to her because he's nervous around girls.
Really? Oh, that's silly.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? A. Nick and Fiona had a fight. B. Nick has not had many girlfriends. C. Fiona has never met Nick before. D. Fiona is dating someone other than Nick. Number 40. Hi, Janet. Where is everyone? Has the class been canceled?
No. The class starts at 10:30 today. Didn't you know?
No. How come you and everyone else knew and I didn't?
I don't know, but in the last class, the professor said he'd be half an hour late today.
He did? I was here last class, but I didn't hear him say that.
He said it at the beginning of the class.
Oh, that's why. I was running late last time. Question. Why did the man not know about the change of class schedule? Hi, Janet. Where is everyone? Has the class been canceled?
No. The class starts at 10:30 today. Didn't you know?
No. How come you and everyone else knew and I didn't?
I don't know, but in the last class, the professor said he'd be half an hour late today.
He did? I was here last class, but I didn't hear him say that.
He said it at the beginning of the class.
Oh, that's why. I was running late last time. Question. Why did the man not know about the change of class schedule? A. He missed the previous class. B. He was late to the previous class. C. He left early from the previous class. D. The class was rescheduled without notice. Number 41. Hi, Phoebe. I'm glad you called. I was just about to call you.
Were you? Why?
Well, it's about David. Could you pick him up for me this afternoon?
Again? What's the occasion this time?
Please, I've got this report to finish by 5 p.m.
Okay, but this is going to be the last time.
Thanks a lot. You're a lifesaver. Question. What can be inferred from this conversation? Hi, Phoebe. I'm glad you called. I was just about to call you.
Were you? Why?
Well, it's about David. Could you pick him up for me this afternoon?
Again? What's the occasion this time?
Please, I've got this report to finish by 5 p.m.
Okay, but this is going to be the last time.
Thanks a lot. You're a lifesaver. Question. What can be inferred from this conversation? A. The man was expecting the woman's call. B. The man will go to pick up David at 5 p.m. C. The woman has picked up David in the past. D. The woman and the man live together. Number 42. Traffic is terrible in this area these days.
Yes, it's really frustrating. It wasn't like this before.
Maybe it's because of that new shopping center.
I think you're right. Traffic seems to have doubled since it opened.
We should do something about it.
But there's nothing much we can do.
Question. What is the topic of the conversation? Traffic is terrible in this area these days.
Yes, it's really frustrating. It wasn't like this before.
Maybe it's because of that new shopping center.
I think you're right. Traffic seems to have doubled since it opened.
We should do something about it.
But there's nothing much we can do.
Question. What is the topic of the conversation? A. The convenience of the shopping center. B. Heavy traffic due to bad weather. C. A recent increase in traffic accidents. D. The cause of the local traffic congestion. Number 43. Are we there yet?
Almost.
Do you know where we are?
According to this map, we're about 5 blocks away.
That's good.
You should turn right at the next intersection.
Then what?
Go straight ahead until we find a parking lot on the right.
Question. What is the woman doing? Are we there yet?
Almost.
Do you know where we are?
According to this map, we're about 5 blocks away.
That's good.
You should turn right at the next intersection.
Then what?
Go straight ahead until we find a parking lot on the right.
Question. What is the woman doing? A. She is taking a walk. B. She is driving a car. C. She is giving directions. D. She is buying a road map. Number 44.
Express service, can I help you?
Yes, I have a package I need delivered.
Where to?
To 360 Broadway.
Where's the pickup from?
1100 American Avenue.
No problem. We'll send someone right away.
Question. What is the man trying to do?
Express service, can I help you?
Yes, I have a package I need delivered.
Where to?
To 360 Broadway.
Where's the pickup from?
1100 American Avenue.
No problem. We'll send someone right away.
Question. What is the man trying to do? A. Have a parcel delivered. B. Call a taxi. C. Order a pizza. D. Pick up an acquaintance. Number 45.
Could you show me another scarf?
Sure. I think you'll like this one.
Yes, I like the color and the pattern.
It's just about the right size for you, too.
Yes, that's true.
Shall I put this with your other purchases?
Let me see the price tag. Oh, I can't really afford that.
Question. What does the woman think of the scarf?
Could you show me another scarf?
Sure. I think you'll like this one.
Yes, I like the color and the pattern.
It's just about the right size for you, too.
Yes, that's true.
Shall I put this with your other purchases?
Let me see the price tag. Oh, I can't really afford that.
Question. What does the woman think of the scarf? A. She does not like the design. B. She thinks it is too small. C. She does not like the color. D. She thinks it is too expensive. Part 4. Item numbers 46 through 60. You will now hear 15 spoken monologues. For each item, you will hear a monologue and its corresponding question, which will be read twice. Then, you will hear 4 options, which will be read only once. Choose the option that best answers the question. Now let's begin part 4. Number 46. A fire last night that destroyed half a dozen downtown businesses has been ruled as suspicious. Fire Chief Randy Troll said that authorities are investigating whether the fire is connected to a small fire set outside an electronics store and a car fire at the New Hampshire Technical College early last week. He said it is likely that they were all deliberate and that the same person is involved. Question. Which can be inferred from the news?
A fire last night that destroyed half a dozen downtown businesses has been ruled as suspicious. Fire Chief Randy Troll said that authorities are investigating whether the fire is connected to a small fire set outside an electronics store and a car fire at the New Hampshire Technical College early last week. He said it is likely that they were all deliberate and that the same person is involved.
Question. Which can be inferred from the news? A. The fires were lit by a teenager. B. A serial arsonist is behind the fires. C. More than one person is lighting fires. D. 2 of the fires were caused by an accident. Number 47.
A recent court order which restricted the business activities of SMG Services has been violated according to local authorities.
The order had been imposed by Judge T. Hill to prevent the company from targeting new customers with spam emails. While the company claims emails were only sent to existing customers, local police have begun an investigation to determine how SMG obtained the email addresses and to confirm whether or not the email recipients were in fact customers. If the court order has been violated, SMG faces harsher penalties.
Question. Why is SMG Services being investigated? A recent court order which restricted the business activities of SMG Services has been violated, according to local authorities. The order had been imposed by Judge T. Hill to prevent the company from targeting new customers with spam emails. While the company claims emails were only sent to existing customers, local police have begun an investigation to determine how SMG obtained the email addresses and to confirm whether or not the email recipients were in fact customers. If the court order has been violated, SMG faces harsher penalties. Question. Why is SMG Services being investigated? A. It restricted the activities of other businesses. B. It didn't deliver orders to its customers. C. It has been preventing people from getting emails. D. It has possibly disobeyed a court ruling. Number 48.
I've tried a lot of the trendy weight loss programs, and although I did lose weight, I couldn't stay on them for a long period of time. They didn't offer much choice. In one, I ate mostly fruits and vegetables, very little protein, and almost no fat. In another, I only ate protein, but there was so much meat and so many eggs in it that I felt unhealthy eating it all. I'm the kind of person that needs more variety than these.
Question. What is the speaker's main point?
I've tried a lot of the trendy weight loss programs, and although I did lose weight, I couldn't stay on them for a long period of time. They didn't offer much choice. In one, I ate mostly fruits and vegetables, very little protein, and almost no fat. In another, I only ate protein, but there was so much meat and so many eggs in it that I felt unhealthy eating it all. I'm the kind of person that needs more variety than these.
Question. What is the speaker's main point? A. She has difficulty losing weight. B. She doesn't like going on strict diets. C. She prefers diets with fruits and vegetables. D. She thinks that weight loss diets don't work. Number 49.
If I have to choose my favorite spice, it would have to be pepper. It has so many uses. It can be mixed with cooked mushrooms and onions as a side dish to complement a main entree. It can be mixed into salads to add a little zing to them. I like it on most things. But my favorite way to use pepper is to have it on top of a big, fat, juicy steak.
Question. How does the speaker most like to have pepper? If I have to choose my favorite spice, it would have to be pepper. It has so many uses. It can be mixed with cooked mushrooms and onions as a side dish to complement a main entree. It can be mixed into salads to add a little zing to them. I like it on most things, but my favorite way to use pepper is to have it on top of a big, fat, juicy steak. Question. How does the speaker most like to have pepper? A. In a side dish. B. With a main entree. C. Mixed in a salad. D. On top of a steak. Number 50. The first thing I want to discuss at this meeting is the recent feasibility study conducted for our company. It states that few physical barriers would prevent the creation of a deepwater Lake Michigan shipping port. The study shows that infrastructure requirements such as railways, telecom facilities, and electricity are sufficient to accommodate a deepwater port in the city of Escanaba. Now I have it on good authority that several building companies have already submitted proposals to the city. So, my suggestion is that we do the same. Question. What is the speaker mainly talking about?
The first thing I want to discuss at this meeting is the recent feasibility study conducted for our company. It states that few physical barriers would prevent the creation of a deep-water Lake Michigan shipping port. The study shows that infrastructure requirements such as railways, telecom facilities, and electricity are sufficient to accommodate a deep-water port in the city of Escanaba. Now, I have it on good authority that several building companies have already submitted proposals to the city. So, my suggestion is that we do the same.
Question: What is the speaker mainly talking about? A. A proposal for increased shipping levels. B. The possibility of constructing a shipping port. C. Barriers hindering Lake Michigan's development. D. Creating a business center in the city of Escanaba. Number 51.
Color photography was slow to develop. It wasn't until 1861 that James Clerk Maxwell demonstrated that color images could be produced by combining photographs taken through different color filters. In 1868, Ducos du Horan took Maxwell's ideas a step further. He photographed a subject through green, orange, and violet filters and then printed his three negatives on thin sheets of gelatin containing carbon pigments of red, blue, and yellow. Then he used three transparencies to produce a full-color photograph. Ducos du Horan's invention failed commercially, but it inspired a rapid sequence of improvements in color photography.
Question: What is likely to follow this talk? Color photography was slow to develop. It wasn't until 1861 that James Clerk Maxwell demonstrated that color images could be produced by combining photographs taken through different color filters. In 1868, Ducos du Horan took Maxwell's ideas a step further. He photographed a subject through green, orange, and violet filters, and then printed his three negatives on thin sheets of gelatin containing carbon pigments of red, blue, and yellow. Then, he used three transparencies to produce a full-color photograph. Ducos du Horan's invention failed commercially, but it inspired a rapid sequence of improvements in color photography. Question: What is likely to follow this talk? A. The evolution of photography based on du Horan's work. B. How different color filters changed color photography. C. The faults in early photographic methods using color. D. Why color photography was slow to develop. Number 52. I would like to thank everyone for coming today to discuss the very serious housing crisis in our community. Children in our community are now suffering health problems and homelessness due to inadequate housing. So we need to tackle this issue head on. Our first plan of action is to recruit volunteers who understand the causes and effects of homelessness and are familiar with housing law and welfare benefits legislation. These volunteers will be expected to lobby politicians for change and raise more public awareness of the crisis. Question: What is the speaker's main purpose?
I would like to thank everyone for coming today to discuss the very serious housing crisis in our community. Children in our community are now suffering health problems and homelessness due to inadequate housing. So we need to tackle this issue head on. Our first plan of action is to recruit volunteers who understand the causes and effects of homelessness and are familiar with housing law and welfare benefits legislation. These volunteers will be expected to lobby politicians for change and raise more public awareness of the crisis.
Question: What is the speaker's main purpose? A. To focus public attention on the housing crisis. B. To recruit volunteers to fight the housing crisis. C. To encourage donations to help homeless children. D. To give information about children's health problems. Number 53.
Here now is the latest in economic news. U.S. corporations are picking up the pace in shifting well-paid technology jobs to India, China, and other low-cost centers, but they are keeping quiet for fear of a backlash, employment analysts said today. Morgan Stanley estimates that the number of U.S. jobs outsourced to India will double to about 150,000 in the next 3 years. Analysts predict as many as 2 million U.S. white-collar professions, such as programming and software engineering, will shift to low-cost centers by 2014.
Question. Which of the following can be inferred from the news report? Here now is the latest in economic news. U.S. corporations are picking up the pace in shifting well-paid technology jobs to India, China, and other low-cost centers. But they are keeping quiet for fear of a backlash, employment analysts said today. Morgan Stanley estimates that the number of U.S. jobs outsourced to India will double to about 150,000 in the next 3 years. Analysts predict as many as 2 million U.S. white-collar professions, such as programming and software engineering, will shift to low-cost centers by 2014. Question. Which of the following can be inferred from the news report? A. American schools are failing to teach up-to-date technologies. B. Overseas technology centers will increase in years to come. C. The U.S. economy is going to fall behind Asian economies. D. Immigration policy is to blame for the loss of jobs in the U.S. Number 54. I'd like to talk to you today about Robert Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer was an American physicist and scientific director of the Manhattan Project, the World War II effort to develop the world's first nuclear weapons. Known colloquially as the father of the atomic bomb, Oppenheimer lamented the weapon's killing power after it was used to destroy the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. After the war, he worked for the Atomic Energy Commission and lobbied against nuclear arms. Question. Which is correct about Robert Oppenheimer, according to the lecture?
I'd like to talk to you today about Robert Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer was an American physicist and scientific director of the Manhattan Project, the World War II effort to develop the world's first nuclear weapons. Known colloquially as the father of the atomic bomb, Oppenheimer lamented the weapon's killing power after it was used to destroy the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. After the war, he worked for the Atomic Energy Commission and lobbied against nuclear arms.
Question. Which is correct about Robert Oppenheimer, according to the lecture? A. He fought in World War II against the Japanese. B. He directed production of the first atomic bomb. C. He was an American physicist who worked in Manhattan. D. He played a role in reducing nuclear arms around the world. Number 55.
I can almost judge a man's temperament by his eating habits at restaurants. Phlegmatic people are the most deliberate eaters of all. They invariably take a long time to finish their meals. That's the main reason they rarely gain weight. Sanguine people eat everything in sight really fast and talk a lot while they do it. Choleric people seldom vary their menu from one day to the next. Melancholies are very picky eaters. It takes them forever to make up their minds about what to order.
Question. According to the passage, which can be inferred as a way to lose weight? I can almost judge a man's temperament by his eating habits at restaurants. Phlegmatic people are the most deliberate eaters of all. They invariably take a long time to finish their meals. That's the main reason they rarely gain weight. Sanguine people eat everything in sight really fast and talk a lot while they do it. Choleric people seldom vary their menu from one day to the next. Melancholies are very picky eaters. It takes them forever to make up their minds about what to order. Question. According to the passage, which can be inferred as a way to lose weight? A. Take your time when you are eating. B. Just order small meals at restaurants. C. Do not eat the same food every day. D. Talk as much as possible while you eat. Number 56. More children than last year are anticipated to take part in trick-or-treating around their neighborhoods this Halloween. But parents should be aware that it has its dangers. Children should always trick-or-treat with a large group of friends, as well as an adult. They should carry a flashlight or glow stick to light their way. Avoid taking shortcuts across backyards or alleys, and stick to the sidewalks of well-lit neighborhoods. And most importantly, they should know that they have to look both ways before they cross the street to check for oncoming vehicles. Question: Which is correct about trick-or-treat, according to the talk?
More children than last year are anticipated to take part in trick-or-treating around their neighborhoods this Halloween. But parents should be aware that it has its dangers. Children should always trick-or-treat with a large group of friends as well as an adult. They should carry a flashlight or glow stick to light their way, avoid taking shortcuts across backyards or alleys, and stick to the sidewalks of well-lit neighborhoods. And most importantly, they should know that they have to look both ways before they cross the street to check for oncoming vehicles.
Question: Which is correct about trick-or-treat according to the talk? A. It is a children's game often played at birthday parties. B. It is safe if your child is in the company of other children. C. Children who stay on sidewalks don't need to carry a torch. D. Children should take special care when crossing roads. Number 57.
Canada's financial sector scandal has spread, and it appears that some of the most respected financial institutions in the country are implicated. Unfortunately, it is likely that Canadians have lost savings through malfeasance, incompetence, and flat-out fraud by trusted stockbrokers and financial advisors. Losses of up to $1 billion have been estimated, but little can be done until investigators get to the bottom of the mess. At the moment, regulators and law enforcement agencies from coast to coast are struggling to cope with the scale of the corruption.
Question: What can be inferred about the financial scandal in Canada? Canada's financial sector scandal has spread, and it appears that some of the most respected financial institutions in the country are implicated. Unfortunately, it is likely that Canadians have lost savings through malfeasance, incompetence, and flat-out fraud by trusted stockbrokers and financial advisors. Losses of up to $1 billion have been estimated, but little can be done until investigators get to the bottom of the mess. At the moment, regulators and law enforcement agencies from coast to coast are struggling to cope with the scale of the corruption. Question: What can be inferred about the financial scandal in Canada? A. The authorities have had some success in preventing losses. B. So far, insufficient action has been taken to prosecute offenders. C. Canadian investors will eventually get their money back. D. Highly respected financial firms will not be found guilty of fraud. Number 58. You're tuned to FM 100 with Rob Miles. That song you just heard was from Amanda Pierre's just-released album, Ginger Snap. Ginger Snap has some great tracks that are sure to climb up the music charts. Amanda Pierre combines a kind of smooth R&B jazz sound with some very rhythmic vocals and catchy lyrics. This gives each of her songs a very soothing and relaxing feel. So stay tuned. There is more from Amanda Pierre's new album coming up soon. Question: What is the radio host mainly talking about? You're tuned to FM 100 with Rob Miles. That song you just heard was from Amanda Pierre's just-released album, Ginger Snap. Ginger Snap has some great tracks that are sure to climb up the music charts. Amanda Pierre combines a kind of smooth R&B jazz sound with some very rhythmic vocals and catchy lyrics. This gives each of her songs a very soothing and relaxing feel. So stay tuned. There is more from Amanda Pierre's new album coming up soon. Question: What is the radio host mainly talking about? A. Songs that listeners will be hearing next. B. Characteristics of the best R&B jazz songs. C. A new album that has just been released. D. The last song that was played on the radio. Number 59.
All of you at this conference today will be alarmed to know that in 20 years, 1 in 10 species of birds in the world will be extinct, and a further 15% will be on the brink of extinction. Recently, my colleagues and I at Stanford University completed a study which suggests that this unprecedented level of extinction will not abate beyond the next 20 years either. This regrettable phenomenon is mainly attributable to habitat loss, disease, climate change, and overexploitation.
Question. According to the lecture, which is correct? All of you at this conference today will be alarmed to know that in 20 years, 1 in 10 species of birds in the world will be extinct, and a further 15% will be on the brink of extinction. Recently, my colleagues and I at Stanford University completed a study which suggests that this unprecedented level of extinction will not abate beyond the next 20 years either. This regrettable phenomenon is mainly attributable to habitat loss, disease, climate change, and overexploitation. Question. According to the lecture, which is correct? A. Bird species are vanishing from the earth at a rapid pace. B. Over 15% of bird species have already disappeared. C. 1 out of 10 birds living today will be dead in 20 years. D. In 20 years, the decline in bird species will start to reverse. Number 60. For all aspiring writers at this lecture, here is a useful lesson. When Jack Kerouac suddenly went from being a nobody to being a celebrity with the publication On the Road, he tried to live up to the wild image he presented in the novel, but he ended up developing a severe drinking habit that dimmed his natural brightness and aged him prematurely. He published many books during these years, but most had been written earlier, during the early 50s when he could not find a publisher. He kept busy, appearing on TV shows, but his momentum as a serious writer was at an end. Question. According to the lecture, which is correct about Jack Kerouac?
For all aspiring writers at this lecture, here is a useful lesson. When Jack Kerouac suddenly went from being a nobody to being a celebrity with the publication of On the Road, he tried to live up to the wild image he presented in the novel. But he ended up developing a severe drinking habit that dimmed his natural brightness and aged him prematurely. He published many books during these years, but most had been written earlier, during the early 50s when he could not find a publisher. He kept busy appearing on TV shows, but his momentum as a serious writer was at an end.
Question. According to the lecture, which is correct about Jack Kerouac? A. His drinking problem prevented him from finding a publisher. B. His television appearances helped boost his publishing career. C. After becoming a celebrity, he tried to sober up and write more. D. Many of the books he published had been written earlier in his life.
Thank you.